This week, we're going in for a bit of typecasting. We have a dramatic story with a football background. In the role of an ex-All-American, we have a great ex-All-American. And in the role of the girl he falls in love with, we have the girl he fell in love with. In just a moment, we want you to meet the real-life counterparts of the characters in our story, Elise Knox and Tom Harmon. But now... First, the lovely actress you've seen many times on the screen, Miss Elise Knox. We're delighted to have you with us, Elise.
Thank you, Les. I've certainly been looking forward to co-starring with Tom.
Well, we've certainly been looking forward to having both of you with us. Now, here is the famous footballer known as Old 98, a man who was one of the college and professional gridiron greats, Tom Harmon of Michigan.
Thanks, Les. I'm sure glad you picked this story for us. I'll feel at home in a play about football.
And there are a lot of things in this story that we really believe, Les. So if you'll blow the whistle, we're ready for the kickoff.
From here on in, you and Tom will carry the ball, Elise. And we'll see you right after the big game and check up on the private lives, the Harmons. And now, places everyone, curtain going up. Curtain is up, and here is the play.
That's your third boner today, Beanie. Have you forgotten how to kick since spring training, or did anyone ever teach you?
Coach Collins taught me, Mr. Stewart.
Maybe that's the reason Coach Collins isn't here anymore.
Don't blame him. I guess it's just an off day for me.
Well, get this, Beanie. Just because you were a quarterback on last year's varsity, don't think for one minute you'll even get to be a scrub this year. Just remember, I'm coach now, and any man who wants a berth on my team has to meet my standards. Get it?
Yeah, Mr. Stewart. I get it.
Now, if you'll toss me that ball, I'll show you how to kick it. Watch. Kick it like that, and you'll be an All-American. Hey, what's that girl doing down there? Hey, you! Get off the field!
Catch it like that, and you'll be an All-American, too.
That's enough, Beanie. Hit the showers, boys. That's all for today.
Okay, boys.
Hello.
Hello. Judging from the kicking exhibition, you must be Coach Stewart. Here's your ball.
Judging from the catching exhibition, you should come out for the team. But in the future, I'd stay off the field if I were you. You're liable to get hurt.
Thanks for the advice, but I'll be around quite a bit. You see, I'm sports editor of the Campus Clarion. Mr. Stewart?
Sports editor, huh? You certainly don't look that part.
I'm sorry if it bothers you, Mr. Stewart.
Oh, but it doesn't, not at all. I'll spend a good deal of my time thinking up sports items for you. And by the way, Mr. Stewart's friends call him Randy.
That's a very interesting sidelight. But the story I'm after is about Stewart the coach.
Well, why don't we discuss it over dinner?
Sorry, but I'm on a deadline. Just a quote about the team's prospects will do for now.
Okay. You can tell the student body that we're going to win games. I was brought here to deliver the goods. In other words, the championship. And that's just what I'm going to do. We've got the material. We had it last year, but the coaching staff was bad.
Bad? In what way?
The team had no fire, no fight.
They were playing a game, not fighting a battle.
Coach Collins was great in his day, and he's still a grand old man. But he couldn't win games.
He did more than win games. He built character. He taught his boys to play the game.
Well, I'm going to teach him to win the game. We'll put State College on the map.
So that John Q. Public will jam the stadium. So that cash registers will jingle while 11 tried and true give their all for dear old State.
You don't seem very enthusiastic over football.
Look, Mr. Stewart, I grew up on the game. I grew up thinking it was the greatest sport there is. And then people like you and the rah-rah alumni came along and made it into a big money business. I don't like it. I don't like you, and I don't like your fancy promises.
You know, you're kind of cute when you're mad. What did you say your name was?
I didn't say, but it's Chip, and that's short for Chip off the old block.
Oh. Whose block?
Coach Collins, the man you replaced. The man who's forgotten more about football than you'll ever know. And now, if you don't mind, I have a story to write. A story called Football is His Business.
Dad told me that I'd find you back here. You know, you're a hard girl to catch up with.
Unless I want to get caught up with.
May I sit down? Oh, thanks. I will. Nice night, isn't it?
It was, until you came along.
Now, look, sweetheart, things being the way they are, we're going to be seeing a lot of each other, so there's no reason why we can't...
When I want to see you, Coach Stewart, I'll come out to the office or out to your field. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Oh, no, you don't.
Let go of me.
You're not going to run out on me again, at least not until we get a few things straight.
There's nothing to get straight.
There's plenty. Your dad's a big enough man to see it, but I have to draw a diagram for you.
Why bother?
I don't know, except that it seems important right now. I like you, Chip. I like the way you catch a football, and your temper and your loyalty to your dad.
Let's leave my dad out of this.
Look, sweetheart, I didn't take that job away from your father. His contract was terminated, and they considered several other men before they came to me.
Well,
I'm not through yet. You said you grew up on football. Well, I did, too. I played it in the back lots and in the streets. I played it in high school and college. Made All-American twice. I didn't play because of the cheers and the bands. I played because it was my brains pitted against the other guys. I was trying to outguess him. It was like that in the war on the fighter planes. Now it's the same thing all over again. The old strategy game. There's nothing I'd rather do than play football.
Then why aren't you playing? There are pro teams, you know.
One of the other guys in one of the other planes outguessed me once. My playing days were over. Coaching is the next best thing.
Oh, I see. I guess an apology is in order. I'm sorry I sounded off so.
Oh, forget it. Let's just start all over again.
But look, Randy, I still think...
Chip.
Yes?
No mention of football, except on sports business. I'm not going to fight with you. You understand?
That sounds like a swell idea.
What's the matter with you guys anyway? Think you can stop hard runners by tagging them? Get out there and smack them. Smack them hard, and when you hit them, make them ring. And any player who isn't man enough to take it can turn into soup right now. Well? All right, then. Let's go back out there this second half and play some football.
This is Joe Sullivan, your news reporter, bringing you football news from over the nation. An angry State College 11 roared back in the second half of the season opening this afternoon to smother A&M by a score of 32-13. The other scores we have are on the lead.
That stadium out there is packed. They paid their money to see a little action. Well, let's have a little action. Let's see a little fight, if it isn't too much trouble. Yeah, I know. There's a fraternity dance tonight, and you all want to look your best. Well, let me tell you something, brothers. The girls will like you a little bit better if you're on the long end of that score. And you, Beanie, I've heard that you're supposed to use that old noggin. But the next time you use it without my orders, you'll be warming the bench. Get it?
The sports story of the week concerns the sensational record of wins of those football fanatics of State College. Coached by ex-All-American, ex-war hero Randy Stewart, the style of the state squad has been completely revamped since last season's schedule. They play a rough, tough, hard-hitting, hard-blocking brand of football. And while injuries to the state boys have been light, the injuries to their opponents have been piling up. It looks as though the state crew are all out to win that championship at any cost. But remember, boys, it's just a game.
Now listen to me, and listen very carefully. If you want to call it quits, you can leave now before it's time to go back out there for the second half. You don't have to face those boys. Maybe they're too tough for you. Or maybe you're just scared. Joe, when you get the signal to go over tackle, hit tackle. If you're afraid of bodily contact, you shouldn't be on the field. The first time we get our hands on that ball, Beanie, call that off-tackle smash and let Joe carry it. Smack that line, kid, and don't try to run the end. If you're yellow, you can stay on the bench with the scrub.
So that's the way it is, Chip. We won the game, but we lost Joe.
How badly is he hurt?
Broken leg.
Oh.
He's out for the rest of the season, Chip. His last season. His last chance to play ball.
Beanie, the championship. The chance to play in one of the big bowl games. Does it mean a lot to the team?
Well, I guess you know the answer to that, Chip.
I guess so. You, the boys on the team, they hate him, don't they, Beanie?
Yeah. Last year it was different. Last year we tried to win for the old man. This thing has been building up since the first of the season. We've been winning games because we were mad, because he wanted to throw back all the things he said to us in his teeth. And that's what he wanted. But after today, none of us want the championship. Because if we get it, we get it for him. he wins.
There's only one game left, Beanie. That's next week. And the odds make us the heavy favorite.
Odds don't mean a thing, Chip. Tech is our big yearly game, our big rival.
I know, but they've had a poor season.
Anything can happen when we meet Tech.
Are you trying to tell me that we're going to lose next week?
Well, let's just say there's every chance for an upset. I'm going in to talk to the old man.
Okay, Beanie. Hello?
Chip, this is Randy.
Oh.
I'm just leaving the hospital. I'll be by to pick you up in 15 minutes or so.
No, Randy, not tonight. Not after what happened today.
We made a pact, Chip. Remember, we weren't going to discuss football.
Yes, I remember. And I've kept it all bottled up inside of me long enough. You're so wrong, Randy. You're so dead set on winning, and you're going to lose. Sooner or later, you're going to lose. You sent that boy out there today, knowing...
I sent him out there to win a game. The cheering section wanted it. The fans wanted it. We all wanted it.
Not at the price we had to pay for it. A broken leg and a boy's broken heart. Joe's football is finished, you know, and all because of you. You won't stop at anything, will you, Randy? You won't stop at anything at all.
Chip?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Just walking.
You weren't at the rally tonight, Chip. I looked for you.
Oh, I'm not much of a football fan anymore. You've spoiled that for me.
Chip, about Joe...
It smells like rain, doesn't it, Randy? That wouldn't help you any, would it?
Chip.
One good rain would turn that stadium into a mud puddle. And that would really mess up the great Stewart plans.
Come here to me.
Stop it, Randy.
You're as much in love with me as I am with you, Chip. Let's stop kidding ourselves.
I wish I could hate you, Randy. It would make things a lot easier for me. But I don't. I only feel sorry for you. I don't love you, Randy. Maybe I love the man you could be, if you tried.
What you're getting at is that you don't like the way I coach the team.
Oh, it's more than that. It's the kind of man you are. And from all that I've seen and heard, Randy Stewart is tough and completely ruthless.
You can't get anywhere by being soft.
And where are you, Randy? What have you got? The respect and admiration of your team? Friends? What you've got is a pretty empty thing.
So they don't like me. So what? I made them fight and I made them win.
Oh, sure, sure, they showed fight. Have they shown anything else? Have they had any fun? Listen to me, Randy. You said you loved football. You loved it because you pitted your brain against the other team's. Now you're up against another coach. Last year, Beanie called the signal. Dad let them decide on their plays. It was their game.
Maybe that's why they lost plenty of them.
Dad used to say that when the team ran out on the field, the coach's job was over. You've trained them, put them in shape. From then on, it's up to them to carry the ball. Dad used to say that the coaches ought to sit up in the stands and let the team run the plays.
So you're going to revise the rules of coaching now?
Well, it's certainly wrong the way it is now. A couple of grown men playing a game of chess. With college boys as pawns, sacrificing them, like you sacrificed Joe last week.
Chip, darling, look, a rainy street corner is no place to make a speech.
Rain? Oh, yes, it is raining, isn't it? That's going to make tomorrow's big game a swimming meet. As a coach, Randy, you're supposed to be a sportsman. And that means that you're supposed to be able to lose as well as win. Well, tomorrow we'll see.
Remember this, Chip. The game isn't over until the last whistle blows.
It is for you, Randy. It is for you. Goodbye.
Why so glum, Beanie? The weather got you down?
It's a pretty sloppy field, Mr. Stewart.
Maybe. But don't get the idea that a sloppy field gives you an excuse for a sloppy game.
A wet ball in a field ankle deep in mud can mean a very sloppy game.
Not the way you're going to play it. All right, boys. All right, back there. Quiet down. If this was a movie, all the odds would be against us. And right about here, I'd be giving a speech about all of you running out there and winning the game for Joe, who's listening to it from his hospital bed. Well, it isn't a movie, and the odds are with you. Beanie.
Yeah?
Now listen, and listen close. You're going out there in a few minutes to call signals. There's only one signal I want you to use. That's kick. Every time you get your hands on the ball, kick it.
But look, Mr. Stewart,
There's going to be a lot of fumbling out there, so get rid of that nugget. Watch for the break. Make them do the fumbling. Give them every chance. Play it smart. Got it?
Yes, Mr. Stewart. I've got it.
State has called timeout. The referee picks up the ball. He's wiping it off. We're in the closing minutes of the first half of the annual football fracas between those perennial arch rivals, State and Tech. Played today on a sloshy field with intermittent rain soaking the capacity crowd. Now, so far today, the much-vaunted State 11 has shown little of the offensive power which has brought it to the threshold of a championship and the possible invitation to play one of those bowl games on New Year's Day. While Tech has slipped and slid through the muddy field, the State quarterback has kicked them first down consistently, playing for the breaks. Oh, it's smart football, but it doesn't give the State fans much to cheer about. Let's pick up a little bit of music down there and see what's going on during timeout. Called back in again. State's ball, first and ten of their own 30. Maybe down about the 32. It's hard to tell with all of that mud down there. Both plays been right in the middle of the field. Neither team penetrating very deep. State comes up on the line of scrimmage slowly. All lined up. Punt formation again. Beanie, that little State quarterback, standing 10 yards back of the line, calling signals. He snaps his arm out. The ball snapped back, and he's got a kick. Nope, he's faking a kick, trying to run with that ball. Look at him go. He gets past one man. He's going to get trapped now. Oh, what are they getting? Look at that ball squirt out there. Fumble, free ball. Referee down there trying to untangle the players and get to the bottom of the pile. So while he's in there, let's get over that play again. For the first time this afternoon, State tried to run a play, faking a kick. Beanie, the ball carry, was hit hard, and I mean hard, and the ball squirted out of his arms. Now, we can't tell you yet who's recovered, which team even. Those mud-covered jerseys down there look all alike. Wait a minute. There comes the signal from the official. First and 10 for Tech on the State 25-yard line. Up off the bench talking to one of the team. Looks like he's going to put in a substitute. Yep, that's what's going to happen. That's what happens when you take a chance. The coach, Randy Stewart, is yanking his signal caller out of this game. And he trots over to the sideline, and he's a mighty tired one.
Of all this stupid, Beanie, do you realize that fumble might cost us the championship?
Yes, Mr. Stewart.
You had your orders. You knew what to do.
Yes, I had your orders. You've given me orders all season long, Mr. Stewart. You've called every signal, every play. Well, I called that one. I called it because we were sick of getting pushed around in the mud without even trying.
I had a reason for what I told you to do. A strategy designed to make a break just like the one you've handed them. A break like that can win this game.
We don't want to win like that, Mr. Stewart. Nobody wants a fluke, a lucky break, and a fumble. We want to play our own game.
Go on back to the dressing room and get into a dry suit, Beanie. This last minute is going to be mighty important. We'll have this out later. All right, fellows. I've got a few things to say to all of you before you go back out there. They're important things, so listen close. Sitting out there on the players' bench in the rain gave me a little time to do some thinking. I watched you guys in this first half. You'd have handed them that touchdown on a platter if the gun hadn't gone off. Because you didn't want to win this game. Do you? Okay. You needn't answer that. The answer's pretty plain to anybody who knows the game as I do. I'm not going to threaten you. I'm not even going to give you a pep talk, so relax. You don't want to win. We know that. When that happens to a bunch of football players, then something has to be wrong. With a good reason. I looked for that reason, and I found it. It's me. I'm not going to try to inspire you at this late date. I'm not even going to ask you to meet me halfway. I'm resigning as head coach. But before I do, I want you to get one thing straight. I've just taken a pretty good look at Randy Stewart, and I think he's pretty much of a jerk. A guy who thought he knew all the answers. A guy with a lot of big ideas. All of them wrong. Somebody's been trying to tell me that all along, but I wouldn't listen. I had to find it out the hard way. I thought it was more important to win the game than to play the game. I took your game away from you and played it from the bench. Well, now I'm giving it back to you. Take it, play it, and have some fun. Mind if I sit down here, miss?
Randy.
Hello, Chip.
Well, what are you doing up here?
Enjoying the game, and you?
But you're supposed to be down there on the bench.
Oh, if I remember correctly, you told me you thought coaches ought to train the boys and then sit back and watch.
I didn't think you'd take me so literally. Listen, Randy, this is a crucial game. They need you down there. You've got a job to do. You can't run it out on them now.
Look, sweetheart, this is my subtle way of telling you that you were right all down the line. They have the trainer and the assistant coach. So I have to draw you another diagram? This is the way you wanted it. It's their game, and they're going to play it their way. Win, lose, or draw.
It really doesn't matter, Randy. Whatever happens down there doesn't matter because you've won your big game.
You think so?
I know so. I've known all along that someday you'd be the kind of coach, the kind of man my dad is.
I don't know about that, Chip. I'll probably still make a lot of mistakes. But it sure would help if you'd sign on as assistant coach.
Only under one condition.
Under any condition, Chip. Just name it.
That the job carries the title of Mrs.
Okay, Mrs. Coach. From now on, we play the game together.
Now, here's our director, Les Mitchell.
Thank you. And here are our stars, Tom Harmon and Elise Knox. I'd like to say that those were two all-American performances, kids.
Thanks, Les. I imagine Tom's character was a little hard for him to believe in because he's always put good sportsmanship above winning a game.
Yes, and his love for the sport certainly shows in his playing, Elise.
Well, that part may have been a little difficult, Les, but falling in love with my leading lady was really very easy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, kind sir. The feeling's mutual.
I understand that the Happy Harmons are very busy people these days, what with Elise's picture work, Tom's games with the Los Angeles Rams, and his sports program, Here Comes Harmon.
And he invaded my territory by making a picture with Glenn Davis, Doc Blanchard, and Bob Waterfield.
Yikes, that backfield is certainly a coach's dream.
Well, at least three-fourths of it. A great backfield, Les, though. Speaking of those boys, they're great players and great sportsmen. But speaking of action, Les, when Elise isn't making pictures, she's pretty busy taking care of our 2-year-old daughter. So we're pretty much on the go.
Well, I should certainly say so. Now, before you go, let us in on a little secret, will you? Who calls the signals in the Harmon household?
Oh, I'm afraid I'll have to confess it's little Sharon. She's the quarterback.
And she's as lovely and petite as her mother.
Oh, she handles the football pretty well for a 2-year-old. Tom calls her Dynamite because she has so much energy. I don't know where she got it, though, with two such lazy parents.
Well, if a summary of your current activities is laziness, I'd certainly hate to see the Harmons really go into action. Now, thanks again, Elise and Tom, for being with us.
We've loved it. Before we go, Les, we'd like to thank Bill Martell and Pat Flanagan for their fine support. Goodbye now.
Bye, Les.
Goodbye, kid. Goodbye and good luck. Tom Harmon, Elise Knox.
In the cast, you heard Mr. Tom Harmon as Randy, Miss Elise Knox as Chip, Bill Martell as Beanie, and Pat Flanagan as the announcer. Play the Game was written by Jerry Day, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
It's been a real pleasure bringing you our story, Play the Game, and we do hope you'll be with us again next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each and every week and hear such stars as Jackie Cooper, Patricia Morrison, Gene Raymond, Lynn Berry, and many other great actors in great stories selected especially for them. Elise Knox appeared through the courtesy of Allied Artists, producers of Black Gold. Tom Harmon can be seen in the film classics production, The Spirit of West Point. Esatel speaking.